USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Months before the call that set off an impeachment inquiry, many in the diplomatic community were alarmed by the Trump administration's abrupt removal of a career diplomat from her post as ambassador to Ukraine. The ambassador's ouster and the campaign against her that preceded it are now emerging as the key sequence of events behind a whistleblower's complaint alleging that the president pressured a foreign country to investigate his political rival. In a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Robert Menendez demanded answers about the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Through it all, Donald Trump is saying that this is all just a big witch hunt.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high in 2018. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A U.S. judge blocked a new Trump administration rule that would enable the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G. in Los Angeles said the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement that requires the government to release immigrant children caught on the border as quickly as possible to relatives in the U.S. and say they can only be held in facilities licensed by a state. She said the Flores Agreement will remain in place and govern the conditions for all immigrant children in U.S. custody, including those with their parents. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Are you truly a vegetarian? Well, the answer is found in the latest results of a Gallup survey. John Clements reports.
The quick answer is 9% for non-white Americans, while the answer for white Americans stands at 3% who describe themselves as vegetarian. Gallup also found 11% of self-identified liberals are vegetarian, compared to 2% for those with opinions opposite of liberals. 3% of the self-identified moderates are vegetarian. Here's another finding from Gallup. Only 2% of adults over 55 adhere to a vegetarian diet, compared to 8% of 18 to 34-year-olds. Plant-based diets or meat alternatives have been featured in some recent high-profile forums, including menus for fast food restaurants. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Walmart is getting out of the vaping business. The nation's largest retailer said it will stop selling electronic cigarettes at its stores and Sam Club stores throughout the United States when it sells out of its current inventory. Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.